Mr. Chairman, as you know, I was gone from government for almost a decade, and so I have a perspective that may be different on the terrorist threat. When I came back to government a year ago, I discovered the threat had changed in two ways that struck me. First, thanks largely to our men and women in uniform, we had taken the fight to the core al-Qaeda tumor in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region and shrunk that tumor in a significant way. But at the same time, we had experienced a metastasis of that cancer. The progeny of al-Qaeda, this metastasis, had sprung up in ungoverned or lightly governed spaces in North Africa, the Gulf, the Mediterranean, in ways that are familiar to this committee. The manifestation in Syria and Iraq is obviously a huge example of that metastasis. And so that metastasis, coupled with the phenomenon of travelers seeking to go to those safe havens to get the experience of being a terrorist, to make those connections, is a way in which that change strikes me. I am very concerned about the going. I'm even more concerned about the coming. There will be a terrorist diaspora out of those areas, especially Syria, that we all wake up every day thinking and worrying about.